Yeah. All of it is not great. All of it is bad, but this is the situation we're in where you have this, like, obviously physically unwell man who is also obviously mentally unwell, because there is no justification for why he posted this video online. There is none. Like, did he think he actually had this interview with Laura Trump? Was he tricked by the AI into posting it? Because if he was, 25th Amendment. If he thinks that med beds are real and this is a technology that the government is going to release to us, he is insane. 25th Amendment now. There is no reason. There's no reason he can tell us about why he did that. That is a good one, which is why the press is going to drop this so fast, because they don't want to embarrass him. But yeah. I mean, literally the only excuse he could possibly have is, oh, I saw something about medicine in myself and I just reposted it. It's like, so you're an idiot who just posts anything you see online? You're literally my racist uncle, as it were. I mean,
like, that's what I was going to say. I assumed he didn't watch the video. He just saw himself talking on Fox News and said, oh, well, this must be something positive about me, so I'll just retweet it.
Right. But I mean, of all the things to retweet, this is literally the worst, because yeah. On top of what it is, there are a lot of people inside conspiracy world, not just QAnon, but like the entire reality attacking right wing media ecosystem that thinks med beds are real and are looking forward to them because they have family members who are chronically or terminally ill. And they're like, oh, thank God, my mother is going to live now. Her terminal cancer will be swept away by the med beds. And then on top of that, you're going to have scammers who are going to tell those people, I will let you cut in line to the front of the line to get a med bed for the low, low price of $10,000 for your MedBed card. So you are giving false hope to so many people inside of MAGA, and you are emboldening the scammers inside that movement to rob their audience.
Yeah, the MedBed thing does real harm, because there's people out there refusing legitimate medical treatment because they think that if they just wait long enough, the MedBeds will roll out and they won't have to ever see a doctor again.
Right. They think that regular doctors are murderers, and they think that these MedBeds are real healthcare. And that's where we're at in America right now, that people have been brain poisoned to this point. And yeah, it's really not great. It's incredibly bad. So, everything about this sucks. This is something that I am going to be banging my clog on the table about for basically, I don't know, for the next decade or so, that the president, that's the thing. It's like, don't normalize it or don't lessen it by saying Trump did this. No, the president did this. The guy that runs our country, that we elected into power to run our nation, that guy literally just posted out, med beds will make you well again. I'm Donald Trump and I love med beds. And it's like, holy fuck. Like, if you were the mayor of a small town, they would 5150 you after you did that. They'd grab you. You would no longer be the mayor. Like, you can't do this and still hold office. And yet, like, because of the unbelievable amount of bullshit this administration generates, this is going to be a story that, like, literally I am going to be harping on for the next, like, little while. For everybody else, it's going to be on to the next thing. He's going to drone strike some more people, like, in South America or something. And, yeah, it sucks. It is so bad. It's just,
Yes, and it's so great that we have to keep talking about this over and over because idiots keep bringing it up, including the president of the United States.
Right, exactly. That's the thing. It's just like, will anyone hold this man to that standard, that he is literally our avatar in the world? This guy, And that guy is like out here posting about med beds. Yeah. Go ahead, Steph.
I just wanted to clarify when Eric said, why are we still talking about this? Because idiots are forcing us to. He was not referring to the person in the comments.
No.
Who suggested this topic.
I absolutely was not. No, that is correct.
Because as I was listening, I was like, I hope that person isn't thinking that like we mean them.
No.
We don't mean you, man.
No. I love you like a brother and or sister, even though we've never met. And I would never say anything bad about you like that. No. I meant the people propping up this conspiracy theory and promoting it. So thank you for that clarification.
Yeah. Yay. Just so great. Yeah. It's a magical time in our beloved nation where you're literally, as I said about this, when he posted the videos of Chuck Schumer, AI deepfaked, talking about how much Democrats suck and how everyone hates them, and had Hakeem Jeffries wearing a sombrero and all that, like, delightful stuff.
And then J.D. Vance going, I don't see how that could be racist. What, are you saying Hakeem Jeffries is Mexican? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's lovely. I mean,
yeah,
and Trump did great with minorities in this election. So apparently this is what people want. Apparently people just want this kind of stuff. Ah, that crazy racist. Ah, he's adorable. Ah, what a scamp he is. So yeah, just watching the world slowly break before your very eyes.
Yes.
I saw about a half hour before we went on, I saw that Trump's debating and trying to do a stimulus check because he's destroying the country so bad. He's going to try to throw money.
He's floating that every time he gets a new poll out.
Donnie, I don't care about inflation. Do it up, son. Ship me a pile of money and I'll still hate you, but I want my bag of money that's going to be immediately devalued by the fact that like doing that is like literally the most inflationary thing in the world. And we were told that inflation was why he won the election, that like the American people were mad that Big Macs costed $3.50 instead of $2.75. So 75 cents more for my Big Mac? Fuck you, Biden-Harris. Get out. I got to get Trump back in there. So, man, after I get my $2,000 stimulus check from Trump and my Big Macs for $5 a pop, don't want to hear anyone complaining. Don't want to hear anyone saying, Trump ain't that bad. It's like, hey, you literally put him into power over a $3.50 Big Mac, so a $5 Big Mac should mean permanent Democratic majority for the next 20 years.
Yes.
So, yeah, all of this incredible. So, anyhow, it's time to talk about the shutdown. And Steph brought it to my attention that odds are people don't really understand how this works and what's going on. So, basically, we have a budget, and that budget funds the government for X amount of time. And generally speaking, these budgets are then extended by what's called a continuing resolution, where you just say, the current budget's fine. We're just going to pass it again, blah, blah, blah. And so basically what happened was we were running to the end of the current budget. I might be getting this a little wrong, but again, this is an entertainment podcast. The main civics lesson's coming in a minute. So what happened was the Republicans have passed a continuing resolution bill to keep the government funded, but the bill they have passed cuts out the subsidies for Obamacare, or the ACA, as people who don't want to trigger people by calling it Obamacare call it. And the Democrats were like, hey, can you leave those in? We don't want people's healthcare prices to go up astronomically. And I've seen a lot of people talking about how your premium might triple if the current budget goes through as it is. And I've seen other people saying, that's bullshit. And if it is happening, it's because of Obamacare. We need to repeal that. And it's like, then where's your plan? Trump's been president or running for president for the last 10 years. You should have a healthcare plan by now.
It's coming out in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, exactly. In 2 weeks, we're going to have the healthcare plan.
I thought his healthcare plan was just everybody dies.
It is, but he can't say that. That's not very politically appealing to say that. But anyhow. So the thing about this is you might be saying, but Mike, the Republicans control all of Congress, so why is this a problem? And the answer is because this continuing resolution is a regular kind of bill in the Senate. And thanks to the magic of the Senate being designed to crush all our dreams and to prevent anything good ever happening in our nation, you need to beat the filibuster to get any bills through the Senate that are not reconciliation bills. And this is not a reconciliation bill, so you need 60 votes. And the Republicans only have 53 Republicans. I know a few Democrats have, like, crossed the lines, but Rand Paul counter-crossed them and also voted no against this. So we do not have 60 votes to break the filibuster. And as a result, the filibuster is currently maintained. So the House, that's Republican-controlled, and doesn't have any bullshit like that. The House is a simple majoritarian situation where if you got the votes, you can pass it, and there's nothing that can stop you. But the Senate does have the filibuster. So basically, the Democrats are like, look, we will pass this bill exactly as it is if you just add the ACA subsidies to it. And the Republicans' reaction to that is go piss up a rope. So this is where the standoff is like Republicans just want to have this giant like bomb of an economic problem go off in their faces because they've hated Obamacare. They want to blame Obamacare for these problems. But the problem with that is you run the government, so where's your better than Obamacare alternative? How are you going to fix this so that it isn't broken? Like, again, as Trump said at the debate against Kamala, he has the concept of a plan. Has the concept of a plan for healthcare. And so that is where we stand right now is the Democrats are not giving the Republicans enough votes to pass this in the Senate. And the one really important thing to note here is that some Democrats have made this point is that Republicans can, if they want to, elect to abolish the filibuster. You only need a majority of votes to change the rules on how the Senate conducts business. So if Republicans wanted to be like, you know what? Fuck it. The filibuster's gone. All in favor? Aye. We got 53. That 53 beats 47. Motion carries. There is no more filibuster. And then they could pass their bill if they wanted to tomorrow.
Just to jump in real quick. The removing the filibuster, you may have heard this brought up every now and then, is known as the nuclear option.
Yes, this would be going nuclear on it. Yes.
Yeah, so if you hear anybody talking, so if you remember people talking about the nuclear option a few years back, that's what they were talking about, ending the filibuster.
Yes. and so, this is the situation. So Republicans have shown that they don't want to end the filibuster, which they could. So that means that they are okay with the shutdown happening. And I've seen so many people online trying to blame the Democrats for this. But currently, all polling from rational sources basically has the American people blaming the Republicans by about 12 points more than the Democrats. Basically, the polls are all bounced around where there's a lot of where don't know or undecided is like a larger or smaller variance, but it's 47-35, and then it's 40-28, basically all across the board. But it's a double digit lead for the Republicans on who's eating the blame for this everywhere. So. The American electorate, as not thrilled as I am with them, they do seem to be figuring this one out. They do seem to have solved the puzzle that Republicans are doing this one. So good on you. Good on you, American public. You're the best. Vote better next time, please. But
One thing I've seen, and apparently this circulated around during the last government shutdown in 2018, but people have been circulating this quote by Donald Trump from 2013, where he said that if the government shuts down, then that falls on the president's lap, which is interesting because it's not an actual quote by Trump, but he has made statements to that effect. So it's kind of it's kind of weird because it's an accurate reflection of comments he's made, but it's not a direct quote like people are treating it as.
Right. It's one of those things where, like, it's bullshit. He never said that. And it's like, well, he meant it. He's said things that you can, like, lead into that. You can find other quotes that are in the same vein.
Yeah. This is basically like a more pithy version of something he's actually said.
Yes.
Yeah.